Hello and welcome to PhoneRena's in-depth video review of the Motorola Backflip Android-powered phone. It's actually AT&T's very first Android-powered device and gives customers a little bit of a taste of what to expect. It sports an untraditional form factor that makes it really stand out from the current crop of Android devices out there. We'll take a look in this in-depth review and see if it has what it takes to provide a seamless experience for AT&T customers. Now, at first glance, when you look at the Motorola Backflip, it may look like your typical slate or candy bar form factor. When you turn onto its back, you'll notice the QWERTY keyboard, which may actually confuse some people out there. In order to open it up and use it, you have to perform an actual backflip to get the QWERTY keyboard to a position where you could use it. So it's a little bit interesting design, which makes it very appealing to some people. As far as construction goes, they use this silver-like metallic feeling material for most of the device, which feels really good in the hand. And of course, the black color of the QWERTY keyboard and also the touchscreen does accent really well. As far as construction, though, it feels very good in the hand. Workmanship feels solid. Even in the hinge, we have a sense of durability with it. So we definitely like the overall feel and look of the device. It's not too heavy, and again, just sports an untraditional form factor that we really rarely see out there. We were really content with the performance of the touchscreen, which is actually 3.1 inch in size, has a resolution of 320 by 480, and support for up to 262,000 colors. It's quite responsive, texts are very legible, and colors had a really good tone to it, so it's very vivid and crisp. No issues with the viewing angles. We had a good time seeing it also in outdoor conditions, except in direct sunlight where you actually have to shield the device from the sun. Right below that, you have your touch sensitive buttons, the menu, the home, and also back key. Again, it's also very, very responsive. We really didn't have any issues with it. On the top side, you have your 3.5mm headset jack, your power button. While on the right side, you have your camera button, micro USB port, and also the volume rocker. We didn't like the feel of the volume rocker or the power button because they were kind of flush to the surface, so it had a really hard time actually making them out. We were pretty disappointed with the overall performance of the QWERTY keyboard. As you can see, it's made out of this just single piece of plastic-like material, which does a great job of being durable and rugged, again, because it's always in contact with the surfaces, but it lacks any responsive or tactile feel with the buttons. Buttons, again, are separated with these notches to the surface, so you could kind of make them out. Backlighting is pretty good, so you won't have any issues when looking at it in the dark. And also, you'll find in the corner the 5-megapixel camera with LED flash. Right behind the touchscreen, you have this trackpad, which gives users an alternative way of navigating on the device. It works pretty good, very responsive, and works really good when you're navigating a web page, but we still mostly rely using the actual touchscreen. When you remove the back cover, it gives you access to a couple stuff here, the speaker, the battery, SIM card slot, and it comes pre-installed with the 2GB micro SD card, which should be more than adequate for all your multimedia needs. The Motorola Backflip offers users a customized Android experience right out of the gates, similar to what we've seen with the Motorola Click and the Devour. Motorola integrates a lot of the social networking aspects right on the screen, meaning that, for example, if you want to read the news, instead of running a separate application, it opens up a window on the home screen to allow you to read it, so no need to launch a separate thing. Another thing that we noticed with the Backflip is that it uses Yahoo's search engine as its default and only option for there. You can't change it to Google or something else, so you're stuck with it. In addition, we also find a lot of the AT&T applications right on the device. For example, the AT&T Navigator, AT&T Maps, AT&T Music, all these applications are on the device right out from the start, and you can't delete them. It may seem like a little bit clutter, but it really didn't hinder the overall experience. It gives AT&T customers a small taste in what to expect with Android. The Motorola Backflip is powered by Android 1.5, and you'll find the same exact on-screen keyboard on here. It works really well. As you begin typing, it'll give you some predictive text options. It does run pretty smooth, but when there are a lot of processes running in the background, you have a tendency of seeing some lag or slowdown. When you turn it to the side, to landscape mode, you get a larger size on-screen QWERTY keyboard, which makes it a little bit more tolerable. Web browsing on the Backflip is an enjoyable experience. When you're scrolling, you'll notice a slight lag or choppy look to it, but it doesn't really hinder from the overall experience. When you click the bottom right icon, it gives you a page overview so you can see the entire site and move around the window to a specific spot to zoom in. It does render pages pretty quick on AT&T's network, and we're again happy with the overall experience with it. Users will find the stock Android Music Player on the device. It might not be the flashiest of interfaces out there, but it works relatively well. As you can see, it gives you some information such as the album cover, the artist, the song title, and some on-screen functions. As far as sound quality goes from the speakerphone, it works pretty good up until you have it set in the highest setting where it begins to crackle at that point. The backflip really didn't have any problems playing any of the videos that we had. They all ran really smooth and had a pretty good frame rate to it. There was no instances of any lag or choppy look, and audio from the speakerphone was on par, unless you had it again on the highest setting. You can either watch it in landscape or in portrait, which is almost instantaneous when you rotate it, and it's overall a great experience on the device. We're really content with the image quality of the 5 megapixel camera on the backflip. It rivals almost the quality seen on the Droid. Although it does support a lot of detail in the images, it does lack any fine colors. It looked a little bit more washed out than anything. Also, the LED flash on the device manages to illuminate dark conditions pretty good. As far as taking videos on the device, it has a maximum shooting resolution of 320 by 240, so they'll come out pretty smooth without any lag, but you'll notice a lot of pixelization in your shots. Of all the areas we tested the backflip on, we were really impressed the most by its calling quality. Not only were voices distinct and clear, but there was no background noise or static to really hinder the experience. At the same time, when using the speakerphone, we were thoroughly pleased with its sound output and volume quality settings. When it came to battery life, we managed to get approximately almost 2 working days out of the device before requiring a charge. Finally, talk time, we managed to get 8 hours when the manufacturer's rating has it approximately for 6. So it does a good job as far as battery life is concerned. The backflip makes a low-key entrance into AT&T's lineup, which is rather surprising when you consider it being the very first Android phone for AT&T. Now, the biggest thing that will attract people to this device is its untraditional form factor and how you open up the device to expose the QWERTY keyboard. You do get the Android customized experience with Motor Blur, which gives, again, AT&T customers their first taste of the platform. But unfortunately, though, as we've seen with the Nexus One, even the Droid, they really set the bar in terms of the experience of the Android platform. In the end, the backflip kind of reminds us of how T-Mobile G1 came out with T-Mobile not too long ago. It does finally bring Android to the game with the backflip for AT&T, but it does make people wonder what else is out there. If you'd like to learn more about this handset or anything else for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you could check us out at phonearena.com.